we go.
God.
Every praise. care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
I give God the glory, amen. God bless all of you. I want you to do something for me right now, ADM family. We just had a message mixed up this morning. I noticed that it says 11:30 we're going to get started, but we are actually getting started right now at our normal 11 o'clock hour. So if you could all could send out a text someone and let them know, amen, that we are on the line now, and they can go ahead and tune in and log in, amen. Nevertheless, God bless all of you once again. Amen. This is going to be a celebration month, all month, and we just thank God for what he has done. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen. And we just give God the honor, and we give God the glory. And this is it's very different, but it's a very special time as well, because it's different because of the pandemic and different things going on and how different things is done. So it's not like our average anniversary that we would normally do, but it's also special. And it's special why? Because we have international brothers and sisters tuning in for the first time of the church anniversary. So we thank God for our brothers and sisters that is tuning in South Africa. I thank God for you all in South Africa. God bless you, brothers and sisters. And also in Fiji, we thank God for you all. Norway, United Kingdom, we thank God for our international brothers and sisters that are tuning in right now from different parts of the world. Amen. And they just celebrating with us. Some done been with us since 2014. I know United Kingdom in Norway been with us since 2014. Amen. So I thank God for them as well. And I just give God the glory, and we just bless his holy name. And now you all attending in with our ministry, church ministry anniversary, and we just thank God for you all for tuning in. Amen. Nevertheless, it's just going to be a great time. Every week, amen, we're going to have individuals that are going to minister gospel, amen, and speak into our ministry life to get ready to start us off, my God, on a new year. My hat go off to all my ADM family, ones that you stood in there through thick and thin. You've seen the storms, you've seen some ships rocking, you've seen some boats flipped over and shake side to side, but nevertheless, you're still hanging in there. So I thank God for you all, and I thank God, amen, for what God is doing in your life, amen. And thank God for everyone that has been a part of the journey, for what part of even over here in the United States of America. And I just thank God for you all for just being a part of this journey. Some is still walking with us. Some done decide that they had to go on, and some, you know, just what it is, what it is. But nevertheless, amen, God is still in control, amen. We still on the go, spreading the gospel. My God, the ministry that God gave us, amen. It is a blessing. It is a honor for what God is doing, amen. My God, he may not be there when you want him, But one thing about it, he sure will be on time. He is a on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Amen? Amen. We just thank God for once again. Amen. We're going to go ahead and just jump right into things and just give a little quick welcome and a prayer by Evangelist Anita. I need her to press one. Mother Helen Walker, I need her to press one. Amen. And we just give God the glory for what he is doing. Amen. And his mercy endures forever. How many of you all know that his mercy endures forever? Won't he do it? Amen. Won't he do it? I'm telling you. Don't get me started. I'm about ready to hoop and holler and preach a little bit. Amen. It doesn't matter what the naysayers say about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It doesn't matter how they feel about you. And it doesn't matter where in their mind where your destiny will stop at. But all that is matter is what God says and what God determined it will be so. Amen. If you don't believe so, you better take a look at ADM. Amen. It's about what God says and what God determined it is so. Don't get me started. I'm finna get ready to hoop and holler up in here. But before I get into a little of that, let's bring on our very own Mother Helen for the warm welcome. God bless your mother.
God bless you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. On behalf of our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer, our beautiful queen of the house, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome you international visitors, the ones United States of America, the ones, the ADM that are on the line. You are listening to a church and a pastor that say, the weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. So we even welcome our guest speaker today, Pastor Gilbert. So sit back, relax, tighten your spiritual belt and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. God bless you. Back into your hands, Apostle.
God bless your mother. Thank you. This is one of the mothers, I'm telling you, when we really start the journey. She's been with us and seen the transition, seen the boat rocking side to side and still in the pocket. Amen. This is one of our pillars of the ministry. That where pastor and spiritual pastor can lean on, amen, and know that they will still be there, amen. Listen, saints of God, it's just a blessing once again, and I just thank you all, especially our partners and listeners once again. It is a blessing, my God Almighty, to celebrate with you. It is a blessing. At the end of the day, we still keep it on, keeping on. Keep it on, keep it on. Amen. And we just thank God once again for what he is doing. Amen. And I'm telling you, before Evangelist elected me to come out, I want to let you know something. It doesn't matter who try to count you out. It doesn't matter who try to put you down. All that is matters what God says. You better keep your head up and you keep moving. You keep pressing. Don't you throw in the towel. Because you got naysayers, got something to say about you. You got enemies, got a little gossip going on about you. You got rumors going on about you that is not true and is all a lie. Don't you throw in the towel, amen, because the race ain't given to the swift or the strong. God don't need you to be strong. He don't need you trying to do all the fighting. All he needs you to just sit back, chill, and just endure. Because at the end of the day, the end is what God says, I am well pleased. Don't get me started then. I'm telling y'all, don't y'all get me started. God bless you, Evangelist Letnia. Hey, come on in, pray before I get the whooping up in here. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Glory be to God on this morning. Glory be unto God this morning. Father God, we come to you this morning, Father God, giving you all the honor, all the praise, Father God, because you are so worthy to be praised, Father God. Our majestic God, the splendor of this world, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for a new beginning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a sound mind, Father God. Health and strength, Lord Jesus, because there's so Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being our protector, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for being the shelter right now that's needed, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for going to and fro around the earth, Father God, in the international waters, Father God, touching those that need you, Lord Jesus, reaching out your hand, Lord Jesus, and pulling them in, Father God. For those that may feel that they're drowning, Lord Jesus, you're giving them a lifesaver, Father God. For those that feel they may be in the burning fire, Lord Jesus, you're pulling them out, Lord Jesus, with no stench on them, Father God. For those feel that they cannot go any further, Lord Jesus, you speaking to the dry bones, Father God, and letting them know that they shall live and not die, Father God. For those that's in America, Lord Jesus, dealing with the injustice, Father God, you're providing justice, Lord Jesus. For those that are dealing with the Black Lives Matter, Father God, you're letting them know all lives matter, Father God, because you are the man with the master plan, Lord Jesus. And Father, as our speaker come on today, Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Lord, to place a rhema word in them, Lord Jesus. Let any roadblock, any hindrance, Father God, any confusion that's trying to come across the line, Father God, we command it in the name of Jesus right now to leave, Lord Jesus. We command nothing but peace, harmony, love, and joy, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your saving grace, Lord Jesus. Lord, if it wasn't for your saving grace, Father God, we wouldn't be here today, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything, Lord Jesus, for the blessings that's getting ready to come down today, Lord Jesus, for the chains that will be broken on today, Lord Jesus, for those, the captives that will be set free on today, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, Lord Jesus. Lord, we speak healing on this line right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We speak mental awareness right now, Lord Jesus. Let everybody, Lord Jesus, identify where they're at, Father God. But most of all, Father, who you are, Father God, and who they are to you, Lord Jesus. As the word comes forth, Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to let the Holy Ghost consume this line, Father God, and touch each and every person's mind, heart, body, and soul, and do it all in truth and spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We just thank Evangelist Elect for that sincere prayer. Amen. What a heartfelt, awesome prayer, and we just thank God for her. Amen. And I just thank God for the prayers that have been going on, my God, year after year after year. Amen. And I'm telling you, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I'm telling you right now, scripture declares that, and that is so true, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. It availeth much. So we just thank God once again. And once again, ADM family, I thank God for you all. Amen. Amen. Listen, this week we're going to have a couple of individuals, special men with the ministry for some time now. Amen. From the beginning. And they're going to share their little walk and their experience. But before that, that's going to take place on next Sunday. Amen. But on this Sunday, amen, I just want to just go in and take a little few minutes and just give you some of you all that probably don't know, give a little bit of history, amen, that where we done came from and we came about, amen. And I just want to give some of you all a little history of ADM and how ADM was established, where did the name came from, how did the name came about, and all that kind of good stuff, amen. I think that's a part of the service first day that they call the resolution or about resolution, but that's a part that we really going to disclose, amen. the occasion, the reason why we're here. Y'all know how the program go. Y'all help me out here. Send me a text. Send Pastor a text, man. Amen. Y'all know how it go. And I just want to just tell some, and especially our international listeners, they probably don't even know. They probably have not even heard of it. Amen. So I just want to give a little brief description. And after that, I'm going to open up the line just for a few minutes. Amen. And I'm going to be doing that every Sunday all this month. And just allow individuals to give a testimony how the ministry helped them, amen, and how they helped in different places in our life. And one thing I can say, that everyone that I see, everyone I come across, everyone named that is on the roster, that had experience, you have a testimony, because your life is nowhere near where it used to be. Well, let me give you a little story how this came about, amen. Well, it came about, the name of ADM, it came about, and ADM, for those that doesn't know, it is called Awaken Deliverance Ministry. It's Awaken Deliverance Ministry. And ADM really came about one day. It was years ago. And I want to give it about 20 years ago, 20, 25 years ago, where the Lord spoke to me and he gave me a word, and I was working in contracting at the time. I was doing engineering work, amen, building highways. I'm talking about highways, expressways, and different things. And I was on this one particular machine, and the Lord spoke to me and he says, son, I want you to lead my people. And matter of fact, I didn't think it was the Lord at that time. Because I wasn't even looking, trying to lead folks. And by that time, I don't have all kinds of experience with church and people and, you know, and it's about 20, I'm getting about 20 years, you know, and I'm talking about seeing so much of stuff, you know, to where I understand. That's why Pastor understand many of your issues and many people where you come from. I don't even knock you. I understand you, amen. And I've seen so much of stuff, and I didn't want anything to do with a church or anything, especially to lead people. Oh my goodness, I definitely didn't want to have nothing to do with that. So he spoke to me again, and he said, son, I want you to lead my people. And I rebuked it. I said, I rebuke you, devil. I rebuked it. You know, I rebuke it. I said, I rebuke you, devil. Amen. And I said, Then something quickened me. Then I said, God, if it's you, speak again. And he spoke again. He said, lead my people. So at that time, I was on this machine riding. I slammed that thing in the park. I'm going to throw my own stuff out the front window, eh? I slammed that thing in the park. I said, well, I tell you what, Lord, if you want me to lead your people, if some things needs to take place, and I sent God this list. I gave him this list. I said, if you want me to do this, I want to, and some things going to be able to have to take place in my life, because we will not depend on people. This is not where the gospel is set up. I said, we got to be set up right if you want me to do this and do that. So I gave him a list of agendas of what to take place. Then I went back to work and gone back my business. Amen. Then some years later, he gave me an assignment. He said, son, and I'm thinking that it was a message. You know, I'm still very active in church, and I'm thinking it was a message that he wanted me to preach. So he gave me an assignment. He gave me an assignment that he was an assignment, and it was saying that, you know, heal the brokenhearted, and I need you to deliver the sick, the drug addicts, and embrace the ones that comes from area of prostitution in different places, embrace the ones that homeless, help people to get established with their life, bring people into a place of leadership, and bring them out of the darkness of teaching and under the influence of man and things that's not man. So I'm getting all this list agenda. Then after the Lord finished speaking and downloading all that into me, then the Holy Ghost quickened me and said, this is not a message for you to go and preach, but this is assignment that God has given you for the people that you agreed to that you're going to lead. And I said, you know, that time, that's why I said, wow. So those that have the mission statement, you are reading actually the assignment that God gave me at that time. So the mission statement that you have And if you're new, if you want it, please reach out to us. That is the actually the assignment that God gave me to this part of a body of Christ. Amen. Fast forward things later. And all this took place in Florida. This ain't took place in Georgia. Amen. I wasn't even thinking about that. I ain't even have Georgia on my mind, y'all. Y'all know this. I got Georgia on my mind. I ain't even have Georgia on my mind at all. I ain't even think about Georgia. I just listen. Pastor is so Florida country. I never left out of Georgia. Left out of Florida unless it's some type of emergency has to happen. And the furthest I will go is Brunswick, Georgia. That's about it. We're going to another country area. And that's about it. And that every blue moon when that happens. So, you know, I never thought about it. All this took place in Florida. Then next thing you know, we in a recession. I had to pack up. The Lord spoke to me and say, come here to Georgia. I don't have no family. I ain't have nothing here. No family here. But the Lord says, coming to Georgia, sometime later, things worked out. I'm here to Georgia. And next thing you know, I start seeing God, every obligation. Now, God didn't feel none of that obligation then. And listen, it about, what, 10 or 15 years done went by after me and him had our little talk. And none of the obligations that I sent to the Lord, it wasn't even filled out. It wasn't even looked like, it didn't even look like that is going to work it out. It's going to make it out. Amen. It didn't even look like none of that stuff is going to happen. So when I came up here to Georgia, he spoke to me again. He said, it's time for you to lead my people. Well, I had to remind the Lord of our contract. Amen. I said, well, Lord, I say, listen, I can lead people and I cannot do anything for people. And unless, you know, you do it in my life first, how can I bring people into awaken people's spirit? And my life needs to be awakened. How can I begin to tell people they're blessed and my life don't look like it's blessed? So I said, Lord, I'm gonna speak everything, God. You call me in this area. I'm going to speak everything in my life. And when I see the manifestation of the things of my life, you'll have an individual that is sold out till the day you call him home. So I begin at that time, I begin to speak things, I begin to intercede. That's when, next thing you know, and all that missed within that year, when I came down here, I met First Lady, and when she found me, I don't know if she thought I was crazy or whatever, because it had been times I was in fasting, consecration, I'm in intercession, speaking things in the tongue, and she was just a ride or die. She was rocking with me. I thought one morning the Spirit of the Lord was on me so heavy one night, and I went to talking to her, and I'm speaking in tongue, like, yeah, girl, yeah, shut up, she got my number. I was doing all that. I said, this girl don't think I'm crazy. Straight up crazy. But she understood. She said, I got you. So the Lord was just grooming me and giving me ready. See, this is where y'all ministers need to understand. God don't get you ready when it's time for the game. He gets you ready before the game. Amen. You don't get ready when it's time for you to get in and play the game. He starts preparing you before you get in the game. Amen. So at that time, I went to speaking things in my life, and I started seeing things manifest. Then me and First Lady, you know, and I started speaking things in our life then. And I went to speaking things, then next thing you know, things went to manifesting. And when things manifest, that's when I knew God was serious. And when God was serious from that time, you know, from that time, and that was about 6 years ago, right, when I came here, and he was that serious. And he started manifesting. Every prophecy that I spoke is starting to come. It came to pass. Everything come to pass. You know, even First Lady, she's seeing every prophecy that we spoke. It came to pass. When I say prophecy, I'm not talking about people prophesizing in your life. I'm talking about what came out of your mouth. I'm talking about what you said out of your mouth. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about what folks say, well, you know, men of God. No, no, no. I'm talking about in my living room. I'm talking about in my pajamas, walking around in my flip-flop, and I'm declaring and decreeing and saying, God, I prophesy this. I speak to this. This turn around. I speak to that. We ain't closing up that. This going to come out of that. I prophesy that this going to happen here. You going to come up here. You going to get there. And that thing, we've seen all that manifest. Every prophecy that we spoke then, it already came to pass. We on some new stuff now. We on some new stuff now. And God kept this word, and now Pastor had to begin to pastor. And for my listeners that is listening, I started right here on Blog Talk Radio in 2014. And we did not have not a single person here. I was working as if it was thousands of people, you know, thousands of people on. Now we do have thousands of people, amen, but then it started there. Then we went to, we took the ministry to Rockmart, Georgia, amen. If those don't know, you know, we went to Rockmart, Georgia. We started there. We started doing some work there. We was in this old, I'm not going to say abandoned, but they had club on the weekend. Oh, yeah, they had club on the weekend. We get in there before the weekend, before Sunday, amen, we'll get in there before the service. Way before the service, we put air freshen up, get the alcohol smell out of there. We clean up different things, cigarette smoke. I'm talking about they was having a ball. Amen. And we're getting up, cleaning all that stuff up so people begin to come. The same dance floor that they dance on is the same place that we'll lay out and call out to God. Cry out to God right there on that floor, right there on that dirty floor that they've been partying with alcohol and everything. And just a couple hours before, we just cleaned it up. Amen. And I didn't know at that time I was in a testing time and see if God wanted to test me and see if I'm real. I'm going to tell you something, people of God. The hardest thing that you're going to be able to do in this walk of life, many people think it's fighting the devil. It ain't fighting no devil. You know, it ain't fighting the devil and trying to all that. No, proving yourself to God that you are worthy that he called you to. Proving yourself to God. Many people don't talk about that, but that is the hardest thing I'm telling you got to go through, and you got to endure. You got to walk through the gutter, and not one time, me or my wife, not one time, even First Lady, she said, this ain't for us. We ain't going to get here. We knew that it was our time to get up out of there because I remember one Sunday, we was going there to have church, do what we got to do. It was I give about a couple of hundred of blackbirds all over the church, building, the roof, whatever. Nobody don't have to tell me that the Lord has spoken, get up out of here. The season was up then. Then we tried other areas. Then that's where I learned. If some young pastors are on, that's why I learned you might can have a great ministry, but that doesn't mean it fits everywhere. Your ministry could be awesome, but that doesn't mean your ministry fits everywhere. And I had to remember what God called me to. He didn't call me to Beverly Hills. He called me to where people is trying to get to Beverly Hills, and they are struggling and fighting with their life day by day just to try to keep a roof over their head. So I had to come from out of Beverly Hills and go where the ministry that God, or the assignment that God called me to in the beginning, and I had to go to, amen? And next thing you know, we ended up on Civil Row, and I began to meet Dick and Joe. I met Joe, Mother Jackson, they done came down, and I met Mother Helen, she done came in, and I met Mother Juanita. She also came in over there at that time, and I'm just calling the ones that is with her, you know, and they be up there with us, and they still with us now. They done went through that beginning, and from that place, Civil Road, that's where this journey began. That was 4 years ago. About 4 years ago in September, that's where this journey, that where God says, now you are rooted into the area or the region I need you to minister to. And that's where we begin to meet many of you all from Silver Road. We then went over there to the Crown Plaza, and we begin to meet many of you. And from the Crown Plaza, now we in transition to our other spot. And I thank God for you all. And that's just a short sermon of everything. But I thank God for you all for hanging in there. I thank God for you all that is still holding on. And we also, don't let me forget, Brother Clarence over there at Silver Road as well. And also, ABM, let's send him a good birthday shout out. Amen. That one there kind of slipped up under us. Birthday shout out to our very own Clarence. So when we get off the line of services today, please let's send him a birthday shout out, birthday love. Amen. And from that area, you all, that's our Awakened Deliverance Ministry is also the name of the one of the assignments that God gave us. To awaken people into the knowledge of God, into the Word of God. That's why our ministry is so very intense. Amen. And we will hold you accountable, especially when it comes to the Word of God. And some things I understand that it could be hard to swallow, amen, because of what you've been taught and how you've been taught it. But nevertheless, we just thank God. And also in Civil Road, this is where we met Bishop Davis. So it's been over 4 years ago since we also met Bishop Davis. The Lord just called him out in the service, and that's how we just met in the spirit. Amen. And also, the pastor that is going to be speaking today, Pastor Gilbert, He was at that point, at that time, he was Bishop Davis' assistant. He was helping drive Bishop Davis. He was his driver, Bishop Pastor Gilbert. So he was there at the beginning, especially when I was getting installed, a pastor and ordained, all that kind of stuff. He was there. You know, Pastor Gilbert was there. So Pastor Gilbert also done seen the transitions, done seen the growth and different things as well. And I, you know, I felt though it would be robbery when his name came up in my spirit, what the Lord gave me. I said, I feel like it would be robbery if I don't ask him just to come, amen, and just share. Because he was there, you know, with Bishop Davis when all that took place, amen, and the transition of what Bishop Davis did. He was the driver. So, you know, and that's just a little short version of everything, how we really came about and where we got, where we at right now, our name, our assignment, and on the mission that we go. That's why we have a heart. God don't give you assignment without giving you the tools. And that's why we have a heart for God's people. We have a love for God's people. That's why we here, and that's what we'll tell anybody. We here to give your hand up. We ain't here to give your hand out, amen, because God is making sure that the resources, that it will be possible for we could do his job. If God do not supply us the resources to this ministry to do this job, I need to start questioning, did I hear God or not? Because that's what God will do. He will equip those who he calls. Scripture declares it. Scripture means it. Amen. He will equip. That's why we as a ministry, that's part of our assignment, to be there for you all, to help you all through different things and whatever. Trust me, something go left, we'll stop it. But that's why we here, to be there for you. We have stuff in the storehouse because God makes sure we are equipped so we can have it in the storehouse. Amen. So God bless you all. That's a short version. On next Sundays, you're going to hear from some of these other ones that I called out. Amen. And we just thank God for them. Amen. Nevertheless, amen, I want to just quick minute, if y'all could give us 5 minutes, I want to open up the lines real quick. Anyone has a testimony that they want to testify, especially, you know, you don't been here for one anniversary to a next anniversary, how it was a blessing to you, or you just want to shoot, send a shout out, say to your family, just tell them a happy anniversary. We thank you. Because all of us in this together, we could not do this, or it would not be made possible without you. I will not be the pastor today. I understand that, and it's true that every good man or every good pastor or every good man of God has a strong, good woman. But let me tell you something. A good pastor is also comes from the members, the pillars that walk with them and walk. They keep that energy going, keep that going. Because that pastor will always be a husband as long as he got a wife. But he cannot be a pastor if he don't have people to pastor. Y'all about to talk here to me up in here. All right, amen. So we're going to open up the lines real quick, amen. You want to just come on, be a part. We're going to open up the lines for a few seconds, amen. So go ahead and jump in. I give last 4 digits of your phone number. You will come in. God bless you. You are on the air. Last 4 digits is 6589. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. This is Sister Shakita.
God bless you.
I would like to say hello, and I love you guys, all my ADM family members. And I want to say that I walked in ADM doors 3.5 years ago, and it's truly been a blessing in my life. I walked in the door, and he'll tell you I was a mess. That's my thing. I was a mess. But ADM is a truly God-fearing church. And there's still the qualities in your life that you need to come out of some of the darkness that I was in. So I would like to say thank ADM, Bishop Davis, and everybody that came through, all the ministers that ever came in and touched and poured into us and into my life. You truly are a blessing. I would truly like to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Amen. And also, I don't want to leave this individual here out. And I'm going to go right back to the phone line. Amen. This individual been with us from day one. I think he even went with us in Rockmart, Georgia. You know, I think he went that one time when, you know, but he don't like that long distance ride. But when God really began to put our roots down, the first nail, because everywhere we go, you know, we give the people best. Man, First Lady, we believe in doing our best. We're going to reconstruct something, redesign something. We're going to do this is how we always been. We don't believe in bringing people, bringing anyone into something that is not our best. We're going to give you our best. And this individual been with us from day one. Nailing the walls, standing on sheetrock, laying carpet, putting lights up. I'm talking about being my supervisor, amen. Fire me sometime, then come back around and hire me, amen. And I want to send a good shout out to my father, Willie Seeger Sr., amen. He's been the Willie Seeger Sr. I just want to, and y'all know him by Pop, so many of you call him Deke, amen. Deke Willie or Pop. Pop's been there. Let me tell you something. He's been there, and I thank God for him. He's very supportive, amen, of our family. So I'm going to get back, guys. I'm starting to get a little emotional, y'all. So let me go ahead on. God bless you. You on the air, 0442.
Good morning. Good morning, my ADM family. Happy
good morning.
Anniversary. Happy anniversary. I just want to say thank you to my pastor and First Lady for all for the last three or four years, enhancing my spiritual growth, and I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. This is our daughter from New York, and her name is Sister Tammy, everyone. And let me tell you something. This broadcast, we started this broadcast from 6 years ago. 6 years ago to today, amen, it's still been a blessing to people. And now we have members that really plug in and consider. So I thank God for you all, Sister Tammy, as well. God bless you all. 0803.
Good morning, a good morning again. This is Evangelist Elect Nita. You know I can play, get a book, get your violin out. But what I want to sit and say is that through it all, through thick and thin, through the mud, through scandal, through shame, through whatever, God gave me beauty for ashes when I joined ADM. Other people may have had another agenda, but I chose to stay on what the agenda that the Holy Spirit has. And you all have been nothing but a blessing to me and my family. And I want to send a special thanks out to Bishop, to the bishop, because he told me when I asked him, where should I go? He said, you are, the Holy Spirit say you are to stay at ADM. And that's exactly what I have done. My spiritual growth, I give it all unto God, because we know obedience is better than sacrifice. And to see people living how they say that you're supposed to live, it makes you just want to do better. So I appreciate you and First Lady. If the world was mine, I'd give you a portion of it, because you all have done nothing but been a blessing to me. And being a doer of the word means everything to me. So happy anniversary, ADM. And thank you both for being a faithful servant.
Amen, amen. Listen, that evangelist let me to win. We first met her. She, you know, she was just, about 2 years ago? I think about 2 years, evangelist. That was correct? A little longer? Amen. Yeah, about a little longer than that. Amen.
Yeah.
And I remember she sat, for the first time, she sat behind us, and we didn't know who she was. And I think she tapped somebody, like, how can I join the church? And we just said, keep coming. That's all. Just keep coming. Amen.
Amen.
She's been with us since. Amen. She's been with us since. We thank God for her. Look, I want to re-clarify something. That was our very own Sister Deshaun. God bless you, Sister Deshaun. Y'all know, Pastor messed some stuff up. So y'all just pray for me. ADM, y'all just keep me up in prayer. God bless you. 9148. God bless you.
God bless you. I don't even know where to begin. It would take all day. But I thank you, Apostle and First Lady. Not only are you my pastor and apostle and all, but you are my son and daughter. God given son and daughter, and that's how I feel about you. I got tricked into coming to your church, and I'm so glad that I did. And you know how you have a cake and you just gonna eat a little piece today, and maybe you save a piece for tomorrow, and you keep going back eating a piece of that cake. The next thing you know, you all in. So I just thank God for you all, because you've been there with me through thick and thin. I mean, I went through some trying times with the tree falling on my house, and it's just like the song that I dedicated to you on my story. I never would have made it. You know, you have people in your life that God ordained to be in your life. You don't always like what they say or do, but you still yet love them. And they are my son and my daughter. And I just love you in the Lord. And all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. And I don't want to get emotional. God bless.
God bless your mother, you know. And, yeah, it's a very emotional time with her. Amen. This is Mother Helen, for those that don't know. She's been with us since day one. And trust me, it's been many a times to where things were difficult. And it's been difficult times, especially in ministry. And trust me, it's way challenging from a pastor to do ministry when he don't depend on the ministry for his livelihood. And is you know, and sometimes you could question, like, what are you doing here? If people don't want you, want to receive you, they want to do this, you could just leave them where they at, walk away. But when I look at Mother Helen and some of these pillows, Mother Juanita, different ones, and this was back then. I'm not talking about, I know many of you, you don't came now. They gave me the strength to keep going. Because at the end of the day, I never want God to be upset with me or being, and I get in trouble with God. And I always tell myself, if it's one that want to receive what God says to the Lord, I'm going to keep going. That means my assignment is still got to go. And it always been that way, you know, and I just thank God for her. And I just thank God for you all. We're going to do two more. So if you haven't pressed one, don't worry about pressing one. You're going to have next week as well. So we're going to do two more, that the ones that already pressed one. Amen. Then we're going to cut off there. Then we're going to grab the ones next week. You'll be able to come in. Amen. God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 0367.
God bless you, Pastor. Apostle, God. Minister Monica. How y'all
God
doing
bless you,
today?
Buddy. Woo! God bless you, buddy.
The fourth year of ABM. Fruit and flowers. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I thank the Lord for you and for Lady. I thank the Lord for my ABM family. I thank the Lord for all of it. You know, y'all have been there for me through thick and thin. I've been through some things. And I just thank the Lord to have somebody standing in the gap for me. And it's been a beautiful journey. You know, we got to keep going and keep pushing. And this is what heaven is going to be like. ABM family leaning on one another, doing what you gotta do for one another, praying and uplifting, taking the word here and there, so we all can live and be happy in the will of the Lord. And I thank you for this ministry. If you're looking for a ministry, come on to ABM, baby. They take care of your spiritual growth, your physical growth. They will get you together.
Amen.
Come on, take a stand. God is able. I just thank the Lord for ABM. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. I, you know, just to hear, you know, one thing about Pastor, you all, I see spirits. I see your spirit. I read your spirit, you know, and different things like that. And that's really how I really communicate and bring people in and all that stuff there. And Monica, just to look at your spirit and how, Lord, you keep doing what you're doing. You keep doing what you're doing. You're solid. It's solid. Very good. Amen. God bless you. 6131. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I would just like to thank God for bringing me to ABM. There have been times where I wanted to give up on my spiritual walk and just walk away, but with you all prayers and with Pastor caring about my spiritual walk and First Lady with her open arms and love, I just really thank God for ABM. I don't know where I would be at, but I thank God. I do see my growth, and I just want to continue to be a part of ADM, and I just want to say thank you all for just being a blessing to my life. Happy anniversary.
Amen. God bless you, Sister. I say, Sister Kiara, I think she done been with us a little over a year now, right?
About two years. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you daughter, you just keep going, because you know that's part of the process, and the stuff that Pastor shared with you all, that it's just part of the process, especially when you grow. And the hardest thing, you got to look at it, and I want many of you, don't look at y'all situations as trials. Look at it as, I'm proving myself to God. And once I prove myself to God that I'm worthy, or, you know, instead of me saying, yeah, I know I'm worthy, no, I'm proving that I am worthy. And that no matter what comes in my life, or how well God blessed me, or what he give me, I ain't giving up or throwing in the towel. And you prove yourself to God. You all prove yourself to God. And I'm telling you, you're going to see that, you know, favor, I'm telling you right now, you will experience true faith. You will experience that because you done proved yourself to God. And God knows he can bless you. And he knows that it ain't going to hurt you. Amen. So I just thank God for you all. And I just thank God for all of you. And I want you all to do something for me, amen. If you all press 1, if you press 1 is just to chime in and say something, I want you to press 1 again on your phone. I want to clear out everything because I'm going to get ready to bring up first our very own Bishop Davis. If he's on, I want to bring up Bishop Davis. Then Bishop Davis will be able to introduce Pastor Gibber. Amen. And we'll bring them on. So if you press 1 on your phone, you can go ahead and unpress 1 again. Amen. And Pastor Gibber, I need you to press 1. And if Bishop Davis is on, he could press 1 as well. Amen. Amen. And listen, before we must get into bring them two up, and our bishop going to get ready to come up next, amen, I want to just give out some announcements real quick. Listen, you know, like I said, shared with you all once before, it has been confirmed about our service, for especially for New Year's. We are looking to move forth with that only if we can get a bigger enough and a wide enough space. We're going to still practice social distancing. We're still going to take everything, and even though God gave us approval, but it's wisdom that we also have to walk with too. So we're still going to take everything serious. We're still going to have individuals by the door. It's still going to be mandatory about your faith, your mask. Are you in the sanctuary? Amen. We will be doing temperature checks before you come in the sanctuary, hand sanitizer before you must come in the sanctuary. So we will be doing things very strict, amen? But it has been, and we want to move forward, and hopefully, and Pastor prays that I will be seeing many of you, especially our international listener. If you can, please come on, and if you let us know you coming, amen, we will make sure we give you a care package. And for you can make sure if you go in your hotel room or whatever, you can sanitize it. You can make sure everything is safe and comfortable for yourself. Amen? Amen. So I just thank God for that. Listen, on Monday, I know it's Memorial Day, but we are not Labor Day. Thank you, First Lady. But we are not taking no vacation. Amen? We are not taking a vacation because our time where we meet at is 8 p.m. So you all probably already barbecued your chicken leg and all that kind of stuff. And for those who need to know who that picture was that spun out by accident of them beef ribs, that was Deacon Willie Steers. Amen. So y'all please hit him up. Go ahead and put in your order. Amen. So, you know, so we want to still go for please read Exodus. Amen. Pastor will call you out, and they're going to show if you've been reading or not. We're going through the whole Bible. I'm going to hold you all accountable. Many of you, you're growing. You're doing good, but we still got a long ways to go. So let's not get comfortable because some of us hit a home run with Genesis. We still got it. We got Exodus through Revelation to go through now. So please read Exodus. If we do that, we could go through fast. We'll go through fast. Pastor don't have to put some time to the side for Tuesday and Wednesday. We can move forward. Amen. First Lady, birthdays or anything. I don't know if Sister Harris has something she'd like to share. She'll hook us up on yes. So 7 a.m. in the morning, please. Still get your daily bread. You know, they still still on ministering in the gospel, evangelists, and them as well. So, amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and move forward. We're going to move on. First, I'm going to go ahead and bring up our very own Bishop Michael Davis. You know, amen. God bless you. Bishop done seen the rock, the boat shake, the boat rock. You know, you cannot. I meet some great people, but I will not change the great people that I meet, regardless of what they have established, for somebody don't walk through the fire with you and don't pray with you to come out the fire. No way. You cannot replace that individual. No, you cannot. Amen. And Bishop is one of the individuals that we're ADM. You know, don't see many of you. Don't see many come, many grow. You don't see many of you when you started out and see many of your growth. Amen? And it'll be robbery not to give him some time every day if you'd like to. Amen? To share something with us. Then after that, he will bring up this Pastor Gilbert. Amen? On the line. God bless you, Bishop David.
Bless you, ADM. Do you
amen.
Know what today is? The beginning of your fourth year anniversary. High glory.
Oh,
glory. I thank God for stick and stay. I thank God for you being able to stick and stay. And, Apostle, Pastor, and First Lady, I tell you, it's like a bamboo shoot. I heard you talk about the years that that you began when he gave you that vision on that equipment. It's like a bamboo tree. A bamboo tree sits underground for 5 years.
It
sits underground for a longevity of time before it sprout up. And what is that time? That time is preparation time. That time is clearing time. That time is time so you and God, whom he have called for an assignment, to get together first. And then once that bamboo tree begin to sprout, it grows almost 50 feet to 100 feet a day. And I tell you what, it's one of the tallest trees, a tree that it is in the forest. So I can tell you today, fourth year, eyes have not seen nor ears have not heard what God has in store for ADM and the spiritual growth of the people that is connected and the one that is coming to be connected unto them.
Yeah.
It's just, if you have not sprouted yet, don't worry about it. Keep being prepared. Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Just stand in preparation state. Amen, amen. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of you all's ministry, and you all been a part of my life. I just thank God for it. So, but today, not to prolong more time, today, this young man has been with me, my God, for about 6 years. I met him on a prayer line, all men's prayer line at 6 o'clock in the morning. He was once driving a truck for the company, and then they knew I'd be in my car at 6 o'clock headed to the office. And we used to call about 4 or 5 of us every morning between 6 and 6:20 to just pray. And from that connection, we have been together ever since. Everyone else have fallen off. But yet, this one, God has allowed to stick and stay through thick and thin. And I am honored to be connected to him. I am honored to be his bishop, his chief apostle, and I thank God for being able to now still groom and train him for his new assignment. God told me that he was to pastor the local ministry. So this year, I released that and ordained him and placed him in position to be the pastor of Greater House Ministry in Fayetteville, Georgia. So that he can grow and he can nurture the sheep. Apostle Spencer, you was right. He was there the night that we came to license you over on Sylvan Road. He drove 3 hours to pick me up and 3 hours back.
Wow.
He left everybody on the highway. I thank God for truck route. But bless everybody so we can be there on time and to be a part of an awesome service, a beginning of that bamboo shoot tree. I just thank you. And wow. He is Zachary, Keith Zachary Gilbert, pastor of ICF Ministry. He is married. He has kids, father, and a grandfather. And he is anointed and gifted. And he is from Newnan, Georgia, by the way of Griffin, Georgia. I introduce to you all Pastor Gilbert, my son, the baby pastor right now, who is growing up quickly. I just thank God for him and his wife. Sit back, relax, and encourage him and push him. And tell him, I want you to preach the word, son, until you're empty. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord from all blessings flow. First of all, giving honor to God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. Without them, we are nothing. But through them, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. I just want to give a shout out for ADM Ministry on y'all fourth year. God bless each and every one of y'all on today. God knows what he's doing when he do it. And he got a way of doing
Amen.
Everything in decent and in order. And I just thank God for this opportunity, Apostle Spencer. I just bless God holy name for you. A lot of time I call in on y'all Bible study. I might not say nothing, but I be listening. But I be just trying to get all the wisdom, all the knowledge, and all the understanding of the word that I can get. And I just thank God that he is using you the way he's using you. And yeah, he's just continually blessing your church family. And I hear that y'all
Amen.
Celebrate 4 years. Praise God. And we know that every 4 years, the Olympics come. Every 4 years, we elect a new president. So, you know,
Amen.
With that being said, it just tells me that 4 years is just something new, a new beginning, a new opportunity that God is going to present to the church, IDM Church. And
Amen.
It's just a blessing to just be a part of you. And like I said, I call you my big brother in the ministry, though I am older than you, but you're
yes.
my big brother in the ministry because you're more mature in the ministry than I am. But and I just thank God for you, and I just thank God for our chief apostle, Michael Davis, like he just said, that we met on a prayer line over 6 years ago. Like I said, we used to call it iron sharpening iron and friend sharpening friend. And we continued, like I said, every morning at around the same time, we get on the line and pray and pray and pray. We just pray. And like I said, some fell off, but like I said, we still pretty much connected to him to some point of time. Like I said, we still talk to him, but at the same token, though, but we just thank God for what he's doing in each one of our life. But I don't want to prolong the time on today. I just want to go ahead and get into the message for today. And when I first was given the opportunity to become the pastor of ICF Greater House Ministry, the first thing God put on my mind to start with was unity in the church. Amen. Because, see, we know that unity in the church can go a long way. And we know that the unity... When you got unity, God said he would not withhold anything good from those that are walking in what? Unity. So we can look back in the Old Testament at the Tower of Babel when all of them was on one accord speaking the same language. And then they just said that we're going to build a tower up to heaven. And God looked and seen that they was actually doing just what they said they were going to do because they were what? On one accord. So being in unity, God said, even with that being said, he said that he would not withhold anything good from those that walk in unity, because we know that in unity, there are strength in unity. Amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, could you turn with me to the book of Ephesians? Because today, I just want to just encourage the church that in order for us to continue to walk this walk and talk this talk, we got to be in unity. And we know that the definition of unity is the quality or the state of being one, or the word oneness. Amen. So if you got your Bible on today, could you turn with me to the book of Ephesians? I'll be reading chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Amen. And again, I give God all the praise, the thanks, the glory, and the honor for this opportunity. And I just thank you, Apostle Spencer, for this opportunity on today. I bless you, your wife, and the church family. I just, everybody in the right respective places, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, everybody that's in their right respective places. I just give honor my wife that we'll be celebrating this month 20 years of marriage. So I know that there is a God. God, if it would not been for the God who was on our side, there ain't no telling where we'd be at. We probably wouldn't be still in the same house. But I just give God the praise.
Amen.
He has kept us together. Amen. Amen. So if you have your Bible, I'll be reading that Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. And I won't be before you too long. I just want to just continue to encourage the church that, you know what I'm saying, in order to walk together, we got to agree together. And it read as follows: I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, in endeavoring to keep what? The unity of the Spirit in the bond of what? Peace. And then he says that there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I want to go right here to verse number 11, and it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why did he give it? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the statues of the fullness of Christ. I remember one particular night I called in on y'all Bible study, and y'all was talking about unity, and you was pretty much breaking it down to the church how things should operate, especially in God's house. And God had already had put on my mind and on my heart about unity in the church. See. And it's so important that as we walk together in unity in the church, he said he would not withhold any good thing from us. Because, my brothers and sisters, as you see right here in the book of Ephesians, this is Paul writing a letter to the saints of Ephesians, to the church at Ephesians. And he's telling them how to come together in unity. See, Paul was a prisoner because of his relationship to Christ, his faithfulness to Christ, and his service for Christ. He says to walk worthy. In other words, to walk worthy. Paul is beseeching the saints to order their lives in a worthy manner. In other words,
that's right.
So if we're walking with Christ, we know we're walking in the right direction, and we're doing what we are called to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. But first thing, he says that the vocation, you know, if we look at the word vocation, wherewith you are called, vocation is just as a calling of life work. We are called to live for Christ and walk even as he walked. See, Christ is the perfect example for us to go by as Christians. If we want to imitate anybody, we should be trying to imitate Christ, because, see, everything that he did, we should be able to do it also. He said, even the works that I did, you shall be able to do even greater works. So my brothers and sisters, in the book of Philippians 1:21, he says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So my brothers and sisters, we have to walk as the same as Christ walked. See.
That's right.
And then in the book of John 2, verse number 6, he said that says that he abides in him all to himself also to walk, even as he walked it. And then when we're walking in the gospel walking with Christ, and then we look at verse number 2, he tells us what we got to take with us. Look at
That's
what
right.
it says in verse number 2. It says, listen what it says now. It says, whip. So if you take, anytime you take something with you, it's saying it's being a part of you. So he said, walk with lowliness. Okay, my brothers and sisters. See, this how the unity going to work in the church. See, we got to walk with lowliness. This means unfailing humility. Your calling
That's
should
right.
not lead to pride or self-exaltation. See my brothers and sisters, sometimes in the church, we get beside ourselves. We allow pride to just take over us. We think that we are better than other folks. So, but my
That's
brother
right.
and sister, he said, no. He said, you got to take with you lowliness. Other words, you got to walk not with pride. If you're going to be proud of the gospel. But at the same token, don't allow pride to have you so proud that you're not able to reach nobody. Because when folks
right.
see that pride, and see, you're going to be able to notice people that got pride because they start acting so like they're so arrogant, like they better than you. But at the same token, though, he said, take with you lowliness, amen. But not just that, he also says, take with you meekness. Meekness. You know, it said, the Bible said that those that the meek will inherit the earth. It said, and at the same token, it says that it is the spirit that never takes offense and which manifests
right.
itself in submission to God's will and gentleness toward man. See, when you operate in that meekness and you taking that meekness and that lowliness with you, see, it don't matter how folk come at you. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do.
Right.
See, you ain't going to take offense. Because you know what you are called to do. That's why you're gonna set the example that Christ has installed in you. You're gonna do what that says the Lord. Amen. So you just got to take with you lowliness, and you also got to take meekness with you. Amen. So as we continue on down the list right here, he said, and you also got to take with you long suffering. Amen. So by us got to take all these characteristics with us. It says that this is the opposite to short temper. So you know how some people are, they got a short temper. So like I said, you can just say anything to them before they just go off on you. But see but when you serving the Lord and we trying to be like Christ and I ain't trying to be like Mike. I'm trying to be like Christ because I know if
That's
I be
right.
like Christ, I'm gonna do what I'm called to do. I like call
right.
to. So many folks want to be like Mike. They want to be like peoples of the world, but no. When you took me out of the world, I got to start trying to imitate him because he's my perfect example. He's the one that I got to imitate. See, I ain't trying to be like Mike. Like I said, I got to be like Christ. So I got to have that long suffering because, you know, so when you're dealing with people, you know what I'm saying, you can't have no short temper because, see, you gonna, cause see Christ going to send all type of folks into our church. And then if we short-tempered, and then when they say something that we feel like that they shouldn't have said, then we so quick to snap their head off, then we're going to send them right back out there, and then we never know. They might go jump off a bridge when we should have been there loving them and trying to teach
That's
them
right.
and show them Christ. Amen. So,
That's
so
right.
my brothers and sisters say, we got to have that long-suffering operating in our life. The old nature
That's
is
right.
so quick to take offense that we need longer fuses. The new life in Christ enables ones to endure with unfiltered temper and wrong suffering without retaliation and to turn the other cheek. See,
that's right.
See, a lot of times, see, everything that God tells us to do in his word is there for a purpose, amen. It's there to show us how to live. It's there to show us how to treat people. It's there to show us that we're not in this thing alone. So that's why it's so important, not just like I just preach this morning on not just being hearers of the word, be also what? Doers of the word. Other words,
Doers.
You got to apply the word. You know what I'm saying? In order for the word to change the outcome. But so if we don't apply the word, see, we'll just be caught up. We'll just go out again, just go back to our old ways, our old natures, because we know what the word does in our life. The word allows us to be born again through the word. So my brothers and sisters, As we look at what Paul is saying right here in the Gospel of Ephesians, he's telling us what to take with us. He's telling us how to keep the unity in the church. Because see, if we take with us lowliness, if we take with us meekness, if we take with us long suffering, we won't
won't be causing disunity in the church, because you see, we know how to deal with the people. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to continue to encourage us on today. I just thank God for just the church itself. Amen. And then if you look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21, the Bible read as follows: for it's for even until we were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. See what I'm saying? See, Jesus left us an example to follow. See, if we follow his example and stop trying to follow the world way of doing things, but we follow Christ do things, we won't go astray. Amen. So it says that he said, who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And then verse 23 says that it said, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged rightly. Other words, even when Christ went through what he went through, he didn't pray real for real. He didn't pray evil for evil. When folk wrong you, no, you don't have to pay evil for evil. Because, see, you're walking in unity, see, all that stuff going to play a very important role in our lives. So that's why the enemies fight against us to keep us from being, in unity in the church. Because, see, I love this chapter about in the book of Ephesians. And then it says also in verse number 3, it says, for endeavoring to keep the unity. And then it says that.
Amen.
I mean, forgive me for that. Well, it's a long suffering, then forbearing one another in what? Love.
That's right.
Okay. Forbearing one another in love. Forbearance is a restraint on the just provocation, with a liberal tolerance for the faults and failures of others. So it is that mature and enduring putting up with one another and making allowance for one another. See what I'm saying? So if I'm operating in the love of Christ and forbearing, so it don't matter how you rub me the wrong way, I'm still gonna love you. Other words,
yes, sir.
In the book of Colossians 3:13, it said, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. See, a lot of times you'll know when you're dealing with a person that don't know how to forgive. You know they ain't forbearing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, see, if you rub them the wrong way, they're going to hold a grudge against you. If you rub them the wrong way, you'll know that they ain't been changed. Their heart ain't been circumcised. They ain't got the malice out of their life. They ain't got the jealousy out of their life, because they are still, they're not able to forgive folks. They always continue to want to try to bring up a clique, see? See, what I like about being in unity, see, when we're all on one accord, see, it don't matter what somebody else say. It don't matter what nobody else do. See, when we on one accord in the church, when somebody come in the church and then trying to start up a clique, we're going to shut it down. You see what I'm saying? Because why? We in unity in the church. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, when you operate in God's love, see, love bears all things and endure all things. Amen.
Yes.
So we have to understand that. So in verse number 3 said, endeavoring to keep the unity, the spirit, in the bond of peace. You see what I'm saying? We have to continue to try to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. See, I just want to walk this chapter out to I just come to the end of what it's saying.
Amen.
To the church on today. So my brothers and sisters, as we endeavor, this means to give diligence to do your best and persistence, effort, fixed determination, or perseverance. Other words, to keep, not produce. To keep, not produce. I say that again. To keep, not to produce.
Amen.
The unity of spirit. See, once I keep it, it already, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue to walk therein, see? And then it said, in the bond of peace, peace with God and with one another. It's the unifying bond that holds all together. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
See, so we have to understand that. See, if I'm walking in
in the unity of the spirit. See, one thing about it, that's why God said, that's why Jesus said, it is speedily that I leave here. If I don't leave, I cannot send back who? The Comforter. He said the Comforter
right.
will teach you all things and what it will do. It will bring back to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And then we got to understand that all these characteristics that Paul is talking about is really just the fruits of the Spirit. See?
That's right.
See? And we got to understand that God said he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and what? Of a sound mind, see? So if I'm being led by God's spirit, see, I'm going to have that power. Power to do what? Power to heal. Power to speak into people's life. Power to give. Power to do everything that I need to do as a Christian. See, he give us that spirit. He said he don't give us the spirit of fear. Because, see, if we start walking around in fear, see, we're scared to correct somebody when they need to be corrected in the church.
That's right.
If we're walking around in fear, we're worrying about if I correct them, if they're going to leave the church. No. When
That's
God
right.
calls us to do something, we just have to do just that. That's what I like about you, Apostle Spencer. You ain't scared to correct when it need to be corrected. And see that, and that's
right.
it's not, and everything that you do it out of love. You ain't doing it to belittle
right.
nobody. You ain't doing it to just make them look bad or nothing in
that's
that
right.
perspective. But you doing it out of love because see, you want them to get it. You want them to understand
right.
that we got something going on here. And then we being led
right.
by the Spirit of God. See, a lot of times you never know what kind of spirit a person gonna come into the church with. But at the same
That's
time,
right.
I thank God for the spirit of discernment. He able to show us that spirit when they even come into the house of the Lord. That's what I thank God about being around Chief Apostle. Since I've been around
That's
Chief
right.
Apostle, I observed, I have watched, I have did everything that I was supposed to do as a Christian by just watching as well as praying.
That's right.
And I've been watching everything that he do when he do go to these churches. And like I said, I've been around Chief Apostle over 6 years, and pretty much everything I've learned, I ain't tried to cast out no demons. I ain't tried to, you know what I'm saying, speak to things that you know what I'm saying, that's out of my control. I ain't trying to do the thing that, you know what I'm saying, it ain't in my effort to do at that time. So, but I just sit back
right.
and watch and observe, and he teach me along the way, and that's how I'm learning. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
So and then as we look at, continue to go on down to verse number 4, see, this is what we got to understand, my brothers and sisters. See, when Paul was talking, he said, there ain't but one body.
That's right.
He just broke it all the way down. He said the church is a living organism composed only of living members. Other words, blood, bone again, Bible-believing saints. This one body has one head. And many members,
yes,
right? See, that's what we get. That's what we get construed. That's why so many churches get separated because see they don't understand that when you become a part of a church, that's only one head. You see
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? That's
only
one head. See, everybody
right.
want to be the head. You see what I'm saying? But don't nobody want to be the arm. Everybody want to be
that's
the
right.
head. Don't nobody want to be the leg. You see?
But
we got to come. We got to come into the realization that there's only one head in the church, see, and that's why when you know that you're the head, you do the thing that Christ called you to do. You got to set the house
right.
in order. You see
yes.
what I'm saying? Because you can't be afraid to do those things that Christ have called you to do. You see what I'm saying? Because see, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Beginning at verse chapter 12, beginning at verse number 12, it says, for as the body is one and has many members, check this out now, and
That's
all
right.
the members of that one body being many
mm-hmm.
are one body, so also is Christ. For by one spirit are we all baptized into what? One body, whether we be Jews or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into what? One spirit. For the body is
That's
not
right.
one member, but many. See, we got to understand that, my brothers and my sisters. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand,
Am I not the body? Is it therefore not of the body? You see what I'm saying? But then it said, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? No, it's of the body. That's a, if the whole body were an eye, then where would the hearing be, as you say? That's why I say it's so important that, see, the word of God going to explain it to us. See, I can say what I want to say concerning the thing, but when I show you in the word, you can't go against the word, because, see, that's where the truth going to come in at. You see what I'm saying? See, I like the way Paul broke this thing down. He broke it down to the point where we can understand exactly where he was going with this, because, see, that's so many times when we're in the house of the Lord, see, so many times folk come in there with their own agenda. But then we got to show them that, no, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ and about the word of God. That's what's going to change the course that we're on. And then not just that, he said that it's just one body. Then he also said that there's just one spirit, just like I was just talking about the spirit, the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. See, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's who gave the gift. That gave the gift of unity. And that's the example we have to go by. See, everything that Christ did, he referred back to the Father. And then everything that he did, the Holy Ghost went ahead and helped them do it. See, when we all want a card, see, we won't be led astray. And then when folks come into our church, they're going to see the love that Christ have for us. They're going to see everything that we need to operate in the body, and then we're going to want a card. They're going to see all that type stuff working. We're just in perfect harmony. We just speaking the same language because, see, one thing about it, see, that's why it's so important. See, unity is so important. He said, how can we walk together unless we what? Agree.
Come on now.
So we got to walk together in unity, and we got to agree on what? The word of God, the Holy Spirit, who is the life and breath of that body, and who now maintain a beta connection to each member with the other member and with the head. And then it goes to tell us that even as you are called into one hope of your calling, see, all of us have the same hope. We have the hope we're going to heaven. We have the same hope. See, whenever you see a person on lost hope, he ain't got nothing else to live for.
That's
my brothers and sisters, we got to understand that when Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, he said he gave us a right to the tree of life. He died that we may have life. He gave his life that we may have life. And then it also says in verse number 5, see, it tells us that there's only one Lord. See, well, we got to understand that if there's only one Lord, and then the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the Lord of Lords. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. He's the King of Kings. Hallelujah. We got to know these things. If he isn't Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. See, if he got to be the Lord of your life. See, he is the and denier of our life. Other words, he's the ruler of our life. He's everything that we need for life. Other words. And then it goes on to say that I'm trying to get on through this right as quick as possible, because I don't want to hold you up no longer than I have to. But then it says one Lord, then it says one faith. See, he said he give all of us a measure of faith.
That's
but
right.
We got to understand that we got one saving experience of trust in Christ. See, that's where our faith come in. Our faith is that we have, that we trust Christ. See, it made me go back to old Thomas. When they told him that they had seen Jesus, Thomas said, no, I don't believe that. Then he said, yes, we did. We saw Jesus. We seen Jesus. Then Thomas said, no, unless I see the nail prints of his hand and where he was pierced in the side, he said, I won't believe. And then all of a sudden, Jesus showed up. He said, Thomas. They called him Doubting Thomas. He said, Thomas, look at my hand. He looked at his hand, and he seen where they had, where the nail print was in his hand. Then he pulled up his garment. He pulled up. He said, look at my side, Thomas. And then Thomas looked at his side, and he said, my Lord and my God. And then Christ said, he said, blessed are those that who have not seen but yet believe. See, we are the ones that have not seen Christ but yet believe. See, that's where our faith come in at. See, that's what we stand on. That's how we have faith. It said faith is a substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things what? Not yet seen. Ain't nobody seen Christ. Not in this day and time. But if you have, let me know. Because I want to see him too. But praise God. And then at the same token, it said one baptism. So we know that when we are baptized, we baptize into Christ. We baptize into the family of the Lord. See, so then it go on to tell us right down in verse number 6. It said, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. See that just break it all the way down. He said he's the Father of all, for all,
right.
Not separate God for each nation, who is above all. This speaks of his unshared sovereign power, and through all, this speaks of his immeasurable and his pervading action, and in you all, this speaks of his indwelling presence of believers, his personal relationship. The one God rules all, works through all, and dwells in all. Amen. So, my brothers and sisters, it brings me to pretty much, I'm finna close this out. As we look at verse number 11, amen, and then it says that, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why did he give that? He said, for the perfecting of the saints, because everybody that called in on today that's a part of ADM ministry, they said they just thank God for apostles. They said they were just reverencing you. They were just giving you the prop that you so rightly deserve because of what God is doing through your life and through the ministry life, because their life have been changed. So they got to give God the praise that he so rightly deserves. See, he said he gave the Lord Jesus gave these ministry gifts. And then it said why he gave. He said for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the
That's
ministry,
right.
for the edifying
right.
of the whole, for the body of Christ.
Body.
See, this the
That's
purpose
right.
of why he gave these gifts. See, then the trick part about it, see, on every one of those gifts, you see an S. So it tells me that it can be more than one.
That's
so
right.
Just because I'm a pastor and you're a pastor, it don't make me better than you or you better than me. We just got to continue to edify each other. We got to continue to lift each other up. See, it said, when did he give them? When he exceeded on high, taking with him the Old Testament saints who had awaited the consummation of God's great plan of redemption since their physical death in paradise. Everybody was in Abraham's bosom. He said, wherefore he said, when he exceeded up on high, I'm reading verse number 8, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man.
That's right.
Now, that he exceeded, what is it? But he also descended from into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that exceeded up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. You see? But see,
That's
we got
right.
to understand that, my brothers and sisters. See, when he gave these gifts, he gave them to the church. See, he gave it to men. And then he gave it so all of us can be equipped to do the work that we're called to do. See, that's why he got things in place, so we can do the things that God called us to do. We got to continue to be in unity, my brothers and sisters, because once we become in unity, my brothers and sisters, we got to understand that God, he will not withhold anything good from us, my brothers and sisters. When we're walking together in unity, my brothers and sisters, that might be somebody that come in the church that need a healing, my brothers and sisters. So when we are in unity, my brothers and sisters, and God is not withholding anything from us, then if they need a healing, my brothers and sisters, he said, call the elders of the church, and you just anoint them with oil, and they should be able to recover. So my brothers and sisters, everything that we stand in need of, it comes from the word of God. And that's why he put the gifts in the church, so the gifts can teach, the gifts can edify, the gifts
that's right.
can can correct. The gifts can do everything that it needs to do in order for the church to function the way God called it to function. But my brothers and sisters, continue to know what the word says. Continue to operate in the word. Continue to allow the word to change the way you see things. Continue to allow the word to just dwell on you richly. So with that being said, I just thank God that we all can be together in unity.
Yeah.
Because, see, we can't walk together in unity because, see, a lot of times, you know, we're going to have people come into the church. They're going to try to cause this disunity. But at the same token, long as we in unity, everything else going to fall in place. As long as we doing what Christ called us to do, we're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right.
So with that being said, again, I want to thank you, Apostle Spencer, for this opportunity. And I just pray that something that I said or something that I did was pleasing to the ears of the listeners. I pray that I didn't waste your time or nothing like that on today. But I just thank you again for the opportunity. And I give God all the praise, all the thanks, all the glory, and all the honor for allowing me to be a part of y'all church anniversary on today. And I just pray and just continue to just applaud you for the good work that he is doing through you and through your ministry. And I just pray and just applaud you and just ask anything that you need for me to do. I don't care if you need me to come pick you up to drive you somewhere. Just let me know, my brother, because I'll be right there for you. And again, I thank you for the opportunity, and God bless ADM Ministry on y'all church anniversary on today. May God continue to add to y'all ministry as he see fit, and may he continue to just shower his love and blessings upon the ministry as y'all continue to go forth in the community, as y'all continue to just seek those that are that need Christ. Again,
yes.
I thank you, and I thank you, and I yield it back to you, Apostle Spencer, our Chief Apostle.
God bless you, Pastor Gilbert. Amen. We thank, and I just want to tell you, just to hear the growth and just to hear the solidness, you just keep staying on that path that you are on. Amen. And it's not much we can be able to be said, family, because it's really, you know, good instructions, good reminders, and unity, you know, straight up across the board. It's nothing to be done. Even starting off this new year with the family, we have to do it in unity. We need to understand why we're here, why it's important to learn the word, why it's important for us to be developed, why it's important for us to, you know, to do the things that we're doing, because it's not all about you and it's not all about us, but it's all about the job, all about the work. It's all about lives need to be changed. Trust me that even though your life was in a place of transition and change for better, how many of you, you know, it's more people out there is looking for the same thing, but they need to find it through somebody, and they can find it through you, and you, and each and every one of us. Amen. Good job. Well done. Unity. Amen. Bishop, you have any last words you'd like to say?
No, sir. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Family, we just thank God for you all. Let's keep engaging into the word. Let's go in unity. Amen. We cannot make it, amen, without each and every one of you, and you need to be all the way in. Don't have one leg in and one leg out. Amen. No, put both of them in. Amen. Especially when the Lord is long distance, don't show you what time it is. Amen. So I thank God for our partners and listeners. Right about now, we have over 3,200 individuals listening in and plugged in with us. So God bless you all that you're going to spend this whole month of September with us, celebrating with us, even for the first time for the international listeners to celebrate the church anniversary. So I thank God for you all. And many of you, you're probably waiting to say, is this going to get? Yes, he's going to give a word. Amen. He will be on for the fourth Sunday. Amen. He always do to give us some instructions or give us what does says the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, it's just going to keep each round, keep going higher and higher and higher.
Bishop Gibbard, he set down the foundation for us. What's the foundation? Unity. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You cannot do anything without the head of the house. Who's the head of the house? That's ain't the head. Please, y'all, don't put me there. Don't put me there. Our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Families and friends, we thank God for you all. One love on somebody. Shout out to you all once again. First lady, didn't Pastor give you a shout out? I gave you a shout out. Yeah, I'm going to send a shout out to my first lady. God bless you. Amen. And I thank God for you because it was your promise to help us to get where we at right now. Amen. I want to say thank God for each and every one of you, ADM family. Until for you all want to log in tomorrow night, it will be closed. It's just really for our church family. It's a lot of things that is be said. I don't like to put it over the air or put it over different things because right now God is in the midst of sharpening and developing ministers, leaders, people that is want to get fine-tuned in the word of God. We're not here to embarrass no one, but we are here to develop them. So I close it off to the public. Amen. So just to let you know that. Amen. Now everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. first. And until then, tomorrow at 8 p.m. God bless all of you all. We thank God for you all. God bless you.